Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 9:42 now, 18 before 10. We welcome in Matt Torrey, Sanitation Director for the City of New Orleans. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Thank you for having me on.
Tell me what's going on with sanitation in New Orleans.
Well, it's been a busy year for the Department of Sanitation, of course, in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida, our recovery, and the changes that we've sought to undertake for the city. So recently, the city awarded two new contracts for service area 2, west and east. Those areas comprise the neighborhoods of Lakeview, Gentilly, part of Mid-City, the Marigny Bywater, and then the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans East. So we have two new contracts that we're in the process of executing for service area 2 west. The new contractor will be Ivy Waste, and service area 2 east, the new contractor will be Waste Pro Louisiana. Both of those contractors are slated to transition and start service in November of this year. And we're extremely excited about the enhanced equipment and resources and services that those new contracts are going to bring to bear for the residents of New Orleans.
What kind of delivery pickup are you talking about? Twice a week now?
So the city transitioned temporarily at the time to once a week trash collection following Hurricane Ida based on the resource constraints we've had. And most of the residents in the city have adjusted to that once a week trash collection. The city plans to continue with that once a week solid waste collection approach in these new contracts. And we believe there's a number of enhancements and factors in those contracts that'll allow us, you know, to be successful with that model. You know, looking at these new contracts, they have a significant increased amount of equipment that's going to be on our road servicing locations on a daily basis. So almost twice the amount of equipment will be out there collecting solid waste and recycling for the residents of New Orleans. We'll have new equipment types, which we've never had before in the city of New Orleans, picking up curbside solid waste. So we'll be introducing grapple trucks, which are, you know, trucks you probably see after storms with claws and roll-offs on the back to pick up bulk items and furniture and piles of debris, as well as flatbed trucks that'll be able to pick up appliances, waste tires, and e-waste. So we'll have more trucks. We'll have a different portfolio of trucks, which will be able to do a more comprehensive pickup out there, which we know they'll be able to keep up with picking up the volume of debris on a once-a-week versus twice-a-week schedule. A big part of this transition in November will be the restart of curbside recycling in Service Area 2, which has been suspended since Hurricane Ida. So that'll restart day one. The residents will be able to begin reutilizing their recycling carts, the 64-gallon carts for recycling. So that'll be a huge boost as well for capacity. But we do know that some residents do have debris and volumes that exceed what they might be able to fit into their current one 95-gallon trash cart. So as a part of these new contracts as well, any location that wants a second 95-gallon trash cart will be provided one free of charge as part of these new contracts to help with containment as we continue with once-a-week trash collection. The city looked at a lot of factors, Tommy, when we were making this decision. I mean, obviously, the impact on our roadways and emission of greenhouse gases were huge in looking at this and this analysis. Obviously, once-a-week versus twice-a-week has a direct impact on both of those, but also the economic value. The city is going to be paying a significant premium for these new contracts, and we knew that was coming. The last time we awarded these contracts was 2016, but we'll be paying over $8 million more a year for these new collection services. for a once-a-week trash collection. If we were to look at twice-a-week trash collection, it would be an additional $5 million a year on top of that $8 million that we'd already be paying. So looking at how those resources could be best utilized for the city, I think we have a lot of ideas about taking those monies and using them to add additional people to pick up litter, illegal dumping. We're opening some new convenience center trash drop-off sites around the city in 2023 to help residents have free locations to drop off trash, and some other new initiatives as well.
So you said it's going up, but it's staying at one pickup per week. You can get another can if you want, but if somebody's got a family of four, no matter how much new equipment you have, you're still only picking it up once a week, correct?
Correct. Trash collection will be once a week with recycling collection, or once a week. So you'll have two pickups at your house on a weekly basis.
And I guess the city thinks that people are okay with that? Have you done any, market research surveys or anything to see if the people that live in those areas are satisfied with once a week?
So we have some anecdotal data coming out of Hurricane Ida, obviously, since we've been doing this for almost a year now. And as I mentioned, most households have adjusted to the once-a-week trash collection across the city. Southern Louisiana is a bit of an anomaly when it comes to twice-a-week trash collection. This is certainly not the norm nationwide or, in the southeastern part of the United States. So I think this has been something the city's been looking at for a long time, and Hurricane Ida really pushed it to the forefront for us to look at it holistically and make a decision going forward for what's best for the city.
I live in Plaquemine, so I don't really it doesn't matter to me. I don't have a dog in this, a horse in this race, but I'm just wondering if the price that the people are going to pay has gone down at all, or they're paying what they used to pay for twice a week collection, or because, as you said, the cost went up, they're now going to pay more for once a week collection instead of twice a week. How does that work? How do you pay for that in Orleans Parish?
Yep. So the residents of Orleans Parish are billed on their sewage and water board water bill for the sanitation fee. It's a fee of $24 a month for a residential service. As you mentioned, after Hurricane Ida, when we transitioned to once a week trash collection, there wasn't a change in that fee. And in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida, the city incurred a significant amount of additional costs through emergency contracts to kind of get trash collection back on track and stabilized. And we continue to incur some of those additional costs. And the cost that the city expends on an annual basis for sanitation services in the city far exceeds the revenue that we bring in through that $24 a unit per month fee. You're right, we're going to see a big increase in cost. The mayor has been pretty upfront about the fact that there's not going to be an immediate change to the $24 a month fee, so there's not going to be an immediate increase. We want residents to be able to see the new services, the enhanced services, and quality, and really, be able to receive those. So for the short term, there's no proposed changes to that $24 a month
fee. How are you defining short term, Matt? I'm just wondering.
I mean, there's no discussions at the current time with a time frame outlining any changes to that. So, at some point, of course, that could change. But right now, there's no discussions or ongoing or any time frame, that anyone's looking at changing that $24 fee.
So did the cost per household go up or down, or is it the same? And as far as what you're paying the contractor?
Oh, the cost per household went up significantly for what we pay contractors from the last time we did this contract in 2016.
And the reason I ask that is, although you may have gotten a lower price last time, the contractor wasn't able to fulfill the terms of the contract, right? So I guess that was, and I'm not trying to justify once a week trash collection. I'm saying that anybody can promise whatever they want, but you got to pay for what you get sometimes. And I'm guessing that you have confidence that these two contractors, unlike the last contractor, will be able to live up to what they're promising.
Yeah, that's a great point, Tommy. So one fundamental change the city undertook as part of this procurement. So previously, the city has awarded sanitation contracts based on a low-cost bid. So that means the lowest-cost bidder was awarded the contractors. These procurements were done via RFP, which is a request for proposal where the best proposal based on a scoring across performance and a cost and a number of other factors were used to pick the vendor. So not only was cost a factor, but it wasn't the sole determining factor. We truly picked the companies that were scored the best, not solely the lowest cost bidder. So yes, I think that gives us a significant amount of confidence in that we will be receiving the services that we actually requested through these requests for proposals for the next 7 years.
So one thing that puzzles me when, and I live in Plaquemines Parish, is that they have these 95 gallon cans and there's only one guy on a truck and he goes and the machine picks it up and dumps a can. But it seems like as I'm walking into work the other day, they have these automated trucks, but there are still people riding a truck, picking up the can that could be automated and dumping it into the container. And it seems like there'd be a lot of cost saving there if they would do that. Are there plans to do that in Orleans Parish?
Yep. Yeah, in Service Area 2 East, which is the service area comprised of the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans East, you will see automated side load trucks, which are the trucks I believe you're referencing, which have the automated arm on the side, which will pick up and deposit the can automatically into the truck. So that service area is conducive to that model. It was part of the evaluation. Waste Pro Louisiana uses those side load trucks across the Gulf Coast. So we're really excited about seeing those. You're right. There's a direct translation into reduced resources. You know, you don't have to have as many people in the trucks. But we also know that there's certainly some challenges. I mean, you have to be able to access the cart. So sometimes carts can be obstructed, whether there's a car parked in front of them, whether they're behind a utility box, mailbox, tree, or somewhere where they can't, the arm can't reach it. And we also know that people put things outside of their carts frequently.
Gotcha.
When
Matt, I'm moving along a little bit here because we're running out of time and I want to get the information in. So it's going to be once a week from now on. That is the new normal, correct?
That's the new normal.
Okay. Probably. And when it comes to getting their extra can, if once one can is not enough for a family or whatever for the once a week pickup, how do they do that?
So all locations will be start receiving some direct communication via mail starting in the fall. They'll have information on there. But at that time, there'll be information on requests to be able to make those requests to the city's 311 service for that second free cart.
The heavy debris, somebody wants to know, like refrigerators or cut down tree limbs or whatever, they just put that out. And then I know in Plaquemines, it's very informal where they drive around, or I don't know if they have a schedule, and they send a cherry picker out or whatever you call it, that grabbing truck. What's going to be the schedule for pickup for those areas as far as those, that kind of debris?
Yeah, so the grapple trucks and the flatbed trucks,
yeah,
will be picking up the vegetative debris or appliances will run on your once-a-day collection day. So we already have service requests where people can call in and put requests in for those to be picked up. But they'll be running those same routes as the traditional garbage trucks will be running on that once-a-day trash collection and making those bulky or large item pickups on that once-a-week collection day.
Is there a website people can go to find out more about this?
Yeah. NOLA.gov/sanitation is our website, and folks can go there to view information for the department and collections.
All right, thank you, Matt. Appreciate your time. 9:54, 6 till 10. There you go. New contracts, but once a week, that's a new normal for getting your garbage picked up, and you can get an extra 95-gallon can if you need it. 9:54, 6 till 10. We'll find out what Newell's got coming up for us next here on WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.